No surprise, quite a few local people witnessing that earthquake in Greece that's affecting Kos and parts of Bodrum around, parts of Turkey around Bodrum. I want to speak to Lynn Burton. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Lynn, you heard this quake last night?
Yes, I did indeed. Yeah, I just got into bed last night and at first I thought it was like a bin lorry coming up the road because the bin men tend to work quite late here. And then I realised it was something a bit more serious than that. Bit of a shock, I thought it was. So, but everybody's fine. We're all okay. The building shook for a bit. No damage, thank goodness. But life goes on as normal this morning in Turkey.
Yes. How far are you from Bodrum?
Probably about 200 miles. Yeah, probably about 200 miles, so it should probably be about an hour and a half drive away, maybe.
So that would make you about 70 kilometres or so from the epicentre of the quake?
Probably, maybe a bit more, but maybe a bit more.
The sense of the tremor, you said, was like a very loud lorry going past, but did you know at the time that it was an earthquake, or did you just put two and two together when you heard the news?
At the time, I didn't. At the time, I just felt it's like a lorry coming up the road, and then the vibrations just got quite bad. And so then I realised it's an earthquake, and my husband started shouting, "Get out, get out." So couldn't find shoes or anything. He went to the balcony, and then I said, "Get off the balcony," because that's where we have a table, but it was over in about probably about 15 seconds, but it was quite strong, quite scary.
Have you ever witnessed anything like that before in that part of the world? I'm presuming are you living out there, or are you on holiday?
We're here on holiday, but we did buy out here, so we come out several times during the year. It's occasionally we get a few tremors because our Turkey is built on a fault. And it is compulsory out here for homeowners to have earthquake insurance. But this was the biggest one that we had ever felt. We did feel one maybe about 3 years ago, but it wasn't as bad as this one. This was quite big. The locals most of the locals stayed outside last night because obviously we had some aftershocks and some tremors. And the locals, they all stayed outside last night, so it was just difficult trying to get back to sleep again.
Yeah, you can understand people wanting to be in the open air, because that is the advice if indeed you're threatened by an earthquake. And the island of Kos, of course, was more severely hit than Bodrum. Sadly, some people were killed in the old town. Two people have lost their lives. Those who would be going out on holiday to the Bodrum area, or indeed to the Greek islands, do you think mm-hmm. they'll be reticent? Do you think they'll be hesitating, maybe having second thoughts?
No, I think they'll be fine. I think anybody landing last night at Dalaman Airport, I think they probably would have had a bit of a shock. But no, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. I don't think there's any big cause for concern. I mean, you know, Turkey has tremors every day, but they are very, very, very mild. It just happened that this one happened to be quite a biggie. But as I say, we're fine. Life goes on as normal. Everybody talks about it for a few hours or a day or so, but life goes on again. And so there's no damage here in Ishmael or Marmaris anyway.
Yeah, so some people on the runway at the airport actually felt it as well.
Yeah. My daughter was leaving last night. Their plane was on the runway last night, and she said the plane started to sway on the runway, but after a few moments, the plane took off quite safely.
You seem to be able to dismiss the aftershocks. You see, I've never experienced an earthquake, and I would be wanting out of the place immediately, wouldn't want to go back, wouldn't want to be associated with anywhere that was an earthquake zone. Having said that, you know, I do look forward to going to San Francisco from time to time. So when you stop to think of an earthquake zone, you want to be well away from it. But the chances of it happening, or the chances of even the aftershocks causing difficulty for you, we shouldn't be sowing seeds of worry in people's minds.
No, not at all. As I say, we bought out here 2007, and say inside, it's now 2017, inside 10 years we've experienced two earthquakes, this was the biggie one. There are some tremors, but I say it's nothing. And I say the locals here, if there was any cause for concern, I'm sure the locals would be looking after us. But I say everybody's been fine. Everybody's quite safe, and there's no damage at all. You know, it's a lovely, lovely place to come to, and I wouldn't let earthquakes put that off anybody, or even the tremors. You know, it is a lovely place.
Okay, Lynn, thank you very much indeed. There have been many worse earthquakes, of course, in that general area. Lynn, thank you. 7 minutes to 11. Good morning. 90-333-105. 077-66-105. This is what the people experienced last night. Sort of feeling the sound, the sense of an earthquake, and it would be pretty concerning and pretty worrying if you were waking up to that.